Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade.
I gotta sing along today. Blues on parade. Tim, do you know this song yet? Have you been on long enough to know the song? I'm not afraid. This rover.
I bet your stories will make me laugh so hard I shoot milk out of my nose.
Yes, they will. Boom, boom. But never had a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Come on, Tim. No, you don't sing?
I don't know this one.
Gold dust that might be on the sunny side of the street. Take it.
On the sunny side of the street.
Oh, that's pretty good. Dan, he's pretty good. You're a musician. You recognize a good singer. Stand up. Yeah, there he is. Dan's with us, I guess.
It's the Playhouse song. I didn't turn my...
No, there are three theme songs.
Right.
This is the open and the Playhouse. Pinions Playhouse.
That's the one I can't get out of my head. I wake up in the morning and it's ringing in my head.
Well, that's good. And then the closing one is You've Got a Friend in Me.
Right.
Randy Newman. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 18th of October. Halloween is coming, which means the Freddie Freeman joke is coming, which comes around every year, and so is Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
you like it. Oh, yeah. In the words of Pumpkinhead himself, whether you like it or not. Tim, have you ever heard? I'd like to chat a little bit, if I could, folks, with... I say give it up for Tim Woodburn.
He's working.
You familiar with Pumpkinhead Harvey? Have you ever heard it?
Nope.
It's, I think, mainly made for kids. It's kind of a scary song. Now, I'll be interested to find out if you like it or not.
Okay.
Now, can you access it pretty quickly? I think...
If you give me a minute.
What's scary about it?
We'll play a little bit of it.
All right.
And some people on the show over the years have hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Others have loved it. Most listeners can take it once or twice.
What occasion does it get played?
Halloween.
That's it.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
All right.
Is a Halloween song. Would you like to hear?
Dennis,
What's his name that does it?
Dennis Morgan.
And it
was done like 30 years ago, mm-hmm. long time ago. It still holds up. There's nothing dated about it. And Limey, you let me know when you...
I believe I've got it.
You don't mind if we make fun of every once in a while, do you?
Absolutely not. So you pay my bills. Go for it.
Absolutely not.
So this is what's playing
for
right now.
It starts off with a... Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's not the beginning, though.
Okay.
That's okay, it's okay.
Do you want me to find a different one?
Turn it up.
A shorter version?
Turn it up. That's right, just turn it up.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
He sends a shiver right up your spine. Now listen.
In the sky, it's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon.
It's the season of the goblins.
Can you turn that up a little bit?
No. I want to know if the listeners, if it seems low to the listeners, because it seems low to me.
It seems quite loud to me.
Really?
In my head, yeah.
Well, your headphones are
scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's doorstep. And watch out.
That's enough. That's even a lie.
I think I'd rather have my nose hairs removed with a
lighter
than hear that song again.
So you already hate it.
It's horrible.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't that bad,
you know what? Once a year is too much.
The first time I heard it, I loved it. And my kids like it. But it's interesting. Some people, like you, they hear 30 seconds of it. They hate it. Do you hate it?
It's awful. It's awful. It's one of the three worst songs I've heard in my life.
Did you hate Paul Harvey?
No, I didn't hate Paul Harvey.
Okay.
I thought maybe it was like
a Harvey thing.
No.
All Harvey.
No,
Movie with James Stewart, Harvey, like the rabbit. You hate that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hate Steve Harvey?
Whoa. Hang on. Do you have that brakes thing? Hang on a second. This is where we go. Hold on. Wait a minute. There you go.
Turn it back.
I did not know you did Jimmy Stewart.
I do a lot of imitations.
Well, now we have a show. Now we have a show, and I thought we won't have anything to do until Dr. Doug comes next hour.
I want to have a Stallone off with Dan.
We're going to have it right now.
Trouser Mouse Dan.
We're going to have it right now. Let me remind people, Dr. Doug Pernikoff comes up next hour. If you have a pet and you love your pet, you care about your pet, you may want to have a chat with a free advice chat with Dr. Doug next hour. But now it's time for Stallone Off, or whatever this is. Now, before we do, I want to hear that Jimmy Stewart again.
No, I don't really think that's really.
That's Morgan Freeman. That's Morgan Freeman.
No, Morgan Freeman has a deeper voice. Morgan Freeman's like,
and Anthony said, I'll see you on the beach tomorrow.
Now that wasn't bad.
That was a better Morgan Freeman
than that Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, I need to hear Jimmy Stewart to do Jimmy Stewart. I haven't heard Jimmy Stewart in a long time.
Well, we have the next best thing.
All right.
We have Dan Strauss's Jimmy Stewart from the great movie, Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. Dan, give him a little bit of It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's those petals. There they are. Merry Christmas, you beautiful building alone!
Yeah, that's pretty sure right there.
I can't compete with that.
Limey, do you do any impressions at all?
I do not, no. The only time I can mimic people, but only after I've been drinking for a good amount of time.
I don't believe that.
Otherwise,
I just get stuck.
I just get stuck with the English accent.
I think everybody does at least one impression. I do. I think in the car, if they're honest, there's one you kind of think you do.
At this moment in time, I am completely spacing on.
All right, if you think of it.
Sorry, I'll think of one. I'll work on some.
And now the Stallone off.
Mm-hmm. Who goes first?
Well, Tim, you started this thing.
Okay.
My daughter just sent a text. The Pumpkinhead Harvey music was low.
The level
was too low.
Okay, well,
this is the best way to evaluate your broadcast product is let the audience tell you. She says, no, the level was low, which means I'd like to hear a little of it again, a little louder level, whether Tim likes it or not.
Give me a lighter. Just give me a noose.
Crank it up there.
Now, the thing is, all the volume levels are up. I can't go any louder.
What about
That sounds good to me.
How about on the computer?
Nope. It's all on 100%.
Well, that sounds better.
And kids, do you know what he likes to eat? They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
That's
terrible. It's so bad. It serves no purpose.
Tim Woodburn's Sylvester Stallone. Now, will this be a line from a movie or just you talking?
Just me talking.
All right, go ahead.
This one time I was like, I went to Thailand and...
That's a drunk Morgan Freeman.
Met this girl. if you don't stop interrupting me, Frank, I'm going to like take you out. So
that's enough. Yeah. You lose. You've already lost.
Okay.
Dan, Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know, I was talking to Paulie the other day.
No contest.
Paulie says I went
there. No contest.
That's amazing. Sylvester Stallone's got the flu.
Well, yeah, he is nasally, though.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you something I do. I haven't really shared a lot with people. I do, you know that song, To All the Girls We Loved Before? I do Julio Iglesias and Willie Nelson separately, not, you know, simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure, I'll do it.
Let's do it. We're begging you, Frank.
To all the girls I've loved before, they've traveled in and out my door.
Now that's Grady.
But when they came along, dedicate the song to all the girls I've loved before.
Now here's Julio. To all the girls I've loved before. You need a lot of echo for him. They traveled in and out my door. I'm glad they came along. Dedicate the song to all the girls I've loved before.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. 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 Any more impressions?
You doing? Oh, I got a lot.
Well, let's go, because you did say you do a lot of impressions.
Okay.
So far, we haven't heard one. It's any good. What else do you have?
I mean, I got Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, you're up against some stiff competition there, because Dan does that, too.
Oh, really?
Let's go.
I do?
Let's go. No, Tim, you first.
I said a son kind of, you ain't about a boy answering calls all day.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, that was Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders, what are you talking about? You're deaf.
Dan Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, boy, what are you doing? You're not a chicken.
I think
hog.
We give this one to Tim.
Tim wins one. Way to go,
wins
Tim.
Wins one. Mm-hmm. What else you got in that bag of impression?
Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale.
Oh, Dick Who? Vitale.
All mm-hmm. right, let's hear it.
Hey, that Frank Opinion, he's awesome, baby. He's been on the air for 35 years, you know what I'm saying? He ain't made a mistake in day one. Hey, he's been on the air 3 weeks now to make 590. He's the DTP,
right,
man.
Dan, do you even want to attempt to go up against that?
No, I don't really.
Winner Tim was not even. Dan forfeiting.
All you have to do is just yell. You kind of yell, but you have to have that cadence too.
What's next? Dan, by the way, used to do Barney Fife on Knots, and he lost it. He absolutely lost. Yeah. We can't explain it because the rest of his voice is fine. We don't know how that happened.
And I think it could be.
I just got another text. My daughter wants to be on this show so bad. Even from Overland Park, she says, Dan wins the Stallone off.
Whatever. If I could work on it, I'd do better.
Well, what's next? I can't wait to hear the next one.
I do Harry Carey.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going to bet your Harry Carey is good. I can feel it. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. It's Harry Carew. Today, my guest for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon is Marge Shadow. Marge, let me tell you, girl, you got a set of Malibu. You look at Phil Bacano's department.
Yeah.
That was
good.
Marge.
Yeah, I brought Marge Shot back.
Oh, my goodness. I like that. Yeah. Well, they're both there together now.
Right.
Marge Shot. We don't know. I don't think she made it there. Wasn't she the racist...
the owner of the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
He brought her dog on the field. Yeah. He took a dump on home plate on opening day of every year.
Yeah.
That's her.
Dan, Harry Carey. You do it.
I guess. Holy cow, everybody. My Harry Carey's lower than his.
Hey, it's Big Hat Day here at the ballpark today. The Pope's here.
What? You know, this is a tough one. Limey, it's on you. Who wins? Who wins the Harry Carey?
I'm going to go with Tim on this one.
I got a feeling you have more.
Somebody
says, I do a lot of impressions, that's not four.
Right. Can you do a Daffy Duck?
No.
Oh.
I'm not really into Daffy. Not a whole lot.
All right. Well, I'll
do
shut
you
up.
Do, the Porky Pig thing?
I can't compete with that one then. Yeah. No.
What else do you do?
A lot of sportscasters, Bob Uecker. You remember Bob Uecker?
Sure. Yeah. Cheap seats.
Sports fans, I love you. Hey, on third base today is Frank Opinion. Hasn't had a hit in 3 months.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Dan, do you do Bob Uecker?
No, I don't.
By default, winner again, Tim Woodburn. what's next? This is good.
Well, I do musicians. You know what I mean?
Musicians.
You know what I mean? Like people in the entertainment business, you know, and that type of thing.
Like.
Well, you know, like Muddy Waters.
Oh,
he did. You did Muddy Waters not too long ago. And my gay is so good that I don't do it around a lot of people because they think I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, interesting.
Can we have a little Muddy Waters?
Your gay is so good.
There's Muddy Waters, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, hold on. Dan Harmonica? This is blues, I believe.
Yeah,
this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a name of this song?
Mannish Boy is the name of the song.
Dan, do you know? Can you play that song without ever rehearsing it?
I don't know what key's it in, Tim.
Give him the first note. Just sing the first note.
Oh,
that's all.
Yeah.
That's it right there. That's it. All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable. That's a good one. You threw us for it. The Jimmy Stewart was so bad, we thought nothing's going to be good. And
oh, I know.
Dan, you don't even want to go up against that either, do you?
No.
Winner again, Tim Woodburn. No. Yeah.
Can anyone do a waltz at Cronkite?
Oh, you know the answer to that, don't you?
Of course you do.
I don't think I've heard Walter Cronkite yet.
I can't do Walter Cronkite.
Really?
No.
Well, then Dan wins by default. Go ahead, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. This is Walter Cronkite from the Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah. Tim, what's that?
I can do Tom Petty.
Okay. He's a combination of people. Bob Dylan. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. All right.
Somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around, son. Tied your 67 ball down something, held you up for rounds.
That sounds black. That's blacker than Tom Petty.
No, that's a black Tom Petty.
No, it's not.
We could create Black Tom Petty.
Yeah, we just did. We just did created.
I don't
new
think,
Black
Dan,
Tom
you don't,
Petty.
Dan, you don't do Tom Petty.
No,
obviously,
no.
Neither does Tim.
No. Oh, I can do better. I can do better Tom Petty.
No, I think we move on.
We're done.
Well, that's it.
I can do Bob Dylan.
That's it. You want to compete with that Bob Dylan?
I think I can compete with that.
Okay, you want the harmonica?
No, I don't want the harmonica.
I'll throw it in there.
Bob Dylan, everybody. Tim Woodburn.
Round the town and good bone of time, and she don't know. I don't know the words of the song.
That's Black Bob
do
Dylan.
You?
No, Dan. Dan Trout.
Dan Wynn. Black Bob Dylan.
It kind of made you shift everything black blues, I think.
What do Jackie Gleason?
One of
my favorites. You millennials, you won't know who that is. Lyman, do you even know who Jackie Gleason is?
I know the name, not the person.
Let's see.
I'm going to Google it.
These kids today.
Oh, yeah.
And now, Jackie Gleason.
Breaker to the bandit. This is Jim Dupin Teeth, just a Texas County mob. Tell grabbing your ass right now, boy.
Boy, that was bad.
No, that was so bad. Jackie as a sheriff. Wasn't like Jackie like from the Honeymooners. That was Jackie in character.
That was I'm going with Tim on this one because you haven't seen Smokey the Bandit,
have
you?
So you say that's
a good Jackie Gleason from Smokey the Bandit.
Not even challenge it. No challenge.
Thank you.
I got a feeling there's more.
I'm imitated
spent.
Out. I'm spent.
Yeah.
I'm spent.
Very good, sir.
I'm very limited in mine. Mm-hmm. Marlon Brando. And I think the only reason I do that is because I interviewed him the day before he died.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a chance to, you know,
what'd he say?
He said a lot of stuff. All kinds of things.
What are you talking about?
Do you have the Godfather music, the theme, the Godfather theme? That should be easy to...
Yeah.
Because without it, it's weak. Mm-hmm. It's not weak. It's just not as powerful as it is with the music. And I don't know many lines from the Godfather, but I do know one line.
You know, I can't remember the last time you had me over for a cup of coffee. And I don't know the other words, but I'm going to make something up now. You know, you don't even have me over to your house, but then you come to me and you want a favor. You know, you want me to do something for you. What are you going to do for me? Huh? I love you like a brother, but we're still going to have you whacked. All right? Pass the spaghetti.
And usually, just to let Trevor know that a lot of times when Frank did that interview with Marlon Brando, he broke wind a lot.
He did. He was
not
well, and he was heavy.
He passed gas a lot.
I can play if you want. I'll play you a little bit of that.
Let's hear it. I'd like to hear that
with Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Now you'll hear me kind of in the background because I'm asking him questions. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brando, would you say that Godfather was the project that you're most proud of?
No, I don't know that I could say that. You know, well, excuse me. A lot of people, you know, they come to me and because I'm best known. Excuse me. I'm best known for the God Valley. I don't even know what that was. No,
somebody sneezed on the crew.
My day is on the motorcycle, like the Wild Ones or the Wild Bunch. Excuse me. Can't remember the name of it, but that's what I'm most proud of.
All right, well, there you have it. He said that's not his proudest.
I heard
seven farts there, but I want to know what hole that like fifth sound came out of, because I don't know what that was.
Somebody else was in the room. Oh, yeah. I can't remember who it was.
That was Hebe.
Oh, that went down.
I think he was asleep.
Now, when I was in high school, there was a show on, or maybe it was before his night, we called The Real McCoys.
Mm-hmm. And
it was
a
character named Walter Brennan. Walter Brennan was an actor, character like Wilford Brimley. Do you know who that was?
Oh, yeah.
And in his 30s, he seemed old and sounded old. He always seemed old. But if you don't know the character, yes, I know, Limey, we have to break. Never break during an impression contest.
No.
So, Tim, do you even know who Walter Brennan was?
No.
Well, then it's pointless.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No, there's
it's
no
one
point.
Of his best.
There's no point. John F. Kennedy. You know who that was?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do Kennedy?
No, but I went to his assassination site. I was fascinated by it.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It is.
It really is. It's, there was a time when I would ask myself, do you think you'll ever go to Dallas? I said, yes. I'll go there because the people of Texas love me, and they love Jackie. They love our family. There's no reason not to go there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you.
I have one more request before we break.
Yeah.
And this is one that Tim and Trevor will probably go crazy over.
What's that? Oh, no, I know what it is.
The pig?
Oh, boy.
What pig?
All right.
He makes a strange face, too. Don't look away.
You can't look at me because it'll frighten you. Yeah. But I am the only... All right, there are two things I do that I think I'm the only person that does. One is the phone call. Dan, you know what I'm talking about. I am the voice of the receiver as you're holding the phone calling someone. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the ring, the pickup, the voice, and the hang up, and it's all me.
Hello?
Is Tim there, please?
Tim who?
Tim Woodburn.
No, he's at work. He's a fine body.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
One more than the pigs, and then we'll break. And that is the police radio. And I'm so good at it, I actually did it and had a cop go out to his car when I was 18 and almost went to jail for it. But it's amazing to me, talk to people on the space shuttle, and it's crystal clear, and so is the picture, yet still to this day, a police car 2 miles from the station sounds like this.
And you never have the idea what you're saying.
That's why even know where to go.
That's why the cop just always goes,
10-4.
He has no idea what they say.
Right.
And now the pigs. And you can't look at me because I'm telling you, it was painful to see.
Oh,
but
it's horrible.
It's not just a pig. It's piglets and pigs in a pen, several of them. And it hurts to do it, but I'm doing this for Dan. Okay? Mm. Here we go.
They really should look away.
Now is a good time to break.
This show it was identical to the pre-production meeting that we had for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm having deja vu of what went down between 2:30 and 3 is what
this
went down between.
This is why you get together before the show, so you know what the heck you're going to do.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we did that.
Now a quick word from Matheny Heating and Cooling. With all apologies to everybody listening, all the people who have residences or businesses that aren't in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, because that's where they are licensed to do what they do so well. Matheny Heating and Cooling. It is getting colder. Now, we have not anybody break and turn on your heat yet, cave in yet, turn the heat on?
Not night? Yet.
No.
Loving it.
Neither have we.
Toughen it out.
It's just a matter of days before it's so chilly. That's it. On comes the heat, and wait for that smell. Every year, that smell of burning ductwork dust or whatever, when that heat first comes on, it's that something is kind of cooking there. It's going to happen, and there will be people who realize that for whatever reason, this winter's not putting out heat like it should. Then there's the call. Now who you call? Who you going to call? Like Ghostbusters, who you going to call? Matheny Heating and Cooling. At least we hope that's who you'll call. We hope that when you do, you'll tell them your AM and the PM. Very important, especially with this move to the new place. Business falls off. Boom. Advertisers run. Show goes off the air. So please, let them know you're still out there listening. And Matheny Heating and Cooling, I'm going to bet, is the kind of company that when you use them once, you'll use them from that point on, because they're everything you look for in a service company. Respect, politeness, fair pricing. Get there in a timely, as fast as anybody can get there, especially when it's really, really, really cold and your heat's not working, or it's really hot and the air's not working. They have a great reputation for getting there quickly and doing it right. Not overcharging, not making up things that didn't really exist, like broken parts that they took with them and showed you. And this happens, by the way. They'll take an old part of, and they'll say, look at that, this is all burned out. It wasn't even out of your unit. There are companies that do that stuff. You'll never have to worry about that with Matheny. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County, and you need to know this. No business or residence is too large or too small. They work on every brand, every make, every model, every type, any age. It doesn't matter. And if you need a new system, I cannot imagine there's anybody more qualified to put that new system in and put in the right system than Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you want to know more, 76 years in business, third generation family business, MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
Grizz Nation, show your grit and be there opening night as your Grizzlies host the New Orleans Pelicans tonight, October 18th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a free Grit Grind Forever towel. For tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and seven-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game start each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, plus. As a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Memphis Grizzlies 2017 and 18 single-game tickets are on sale now. Show your grit and get your tickets for the biggest games and best matchups, including LeBron James and the Cavs, Steph Curry and the Warriors, and more. Call 1-800-4-NBA-TICKS, visit grizzlies.com or the FedEx Forum box office today.
Oh, this is one of those songs you just need to hear two notes. Heard it through the grapevine. Right?
That's exactly what it is. Correct.
Folks, if you like Motown and you've never seen the documentary, Standing in the Shadows of Motown, it's great. And it's about the Funk Brothers. That's who these guys are. The players, they're like the...
studio band?
Yeah, they were the Motown studio musicians. And they were on over 100 top 10 Motown records. Over 100. And nobody knows who they are. The Funk Brothers. That's what the whole Standing in the Shadows of Motown is about. I've had a request, and then we'll move along here. Mm-hmm. It was a request for Sean Connery from,
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables, yeah. Right. And the scene is Kevin Costner, as Elliot Ness, is asking Sean Connery how to get Capone. Mm-hmm. And here's what Connery says. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. They put one of yours in the morgue, you put one of theirs in the hospital. No, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Let me do it over. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Thank you. I didn't expect that. Thank you.
Request granted.
Oh, boy.
UPS, I'd like to just take a moment to salute all the UPS drivers. The guy who comes to my house is Mark. He has come to my house for, honestly, it's like 30 years, the same guy. He's a great guy. And I've always been interested in UPS, curious about it, because it's such a well-oiled machine and such an efficient company. The trucks are washed every day. They have like a military formation, and their uniforms are checked. Creases, iron, stains, dirty. I'm not kidding. And then they only make right-hand turns. And I still can't quite grasp how that is more efficient to only make right-hand turns. But he sort of explained it to me. And at the time he was explaining, it kind of made sense. And I believe they have a program on their GPS. It's like a software program that shows them, in other words, here are your deliveries. Here's how you make all of them today, only making right-hand turns. Did you know that?
So you basically just go in a giant circle, then?
Sort of. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
They don't make left-hand turns?
No, I knew that to actually become a UPS driver, you have to go through a training course to do it, where they time how long it takes you to start the truck, put your seatbelts on, and actually go out and get there.
That can't be safe.
That can't be safe to only have a vehicle that can only turn one way.
How many UPS wrecks do you see?
Well, I'm just saying, I see a lot of roads that are closed all of a sudden, and you have to go the other way. Sure, so what happens then?
I'm sure they can.
What's
he got
to do, get out and push it at that point?
No, that's different if you have to make it. But they don't make left-hand turns unless it's something like that. Now, here's the other thing. Watch them when they get out of the truck. They put the seat belt over the there's a way they loop it over the steering wheel. So that when they get in, and they get in from the right side, not the left side where the steering wheel is,
right.
They get in from the right because it's quicker, it's open. And they get in, and that belt, right off the steering wheel, right over the shoulder, and off they go. It's all about efficiency for those people.
I'm telling you what, I have a friend who's a former police officer, and he was a U.S. Postal Service carrier recently. They GPS these guys. They GPS them to see how fast you're moving from mailbox to mailbox to mailbox.
I would like that.
They're walking 12 miles a day. Yeah. And their GPS, the last 100 houses, you only did that in 53 minutes. You're supposed to do that in 46.
Yeah, you only did 60 steps per second.
Unbelievable.
Per minute, normally, yeah.
Can you imagine somebody micromanaging every step you take of a job every day for the rest of your life?
But
would not be cool.
But I do get. There's an opportunity there to slack and to be slow, and they take advantage of that freedom if you don't track them.
Well, what's next? They're going to put a zapper under your rib cage if you're going slow? Get a little quick, like cattle prods out there, just stick them right in the ribs?
I said to our UPS guy, Mark, I said, the greatest thing that ever happened to UPS has to be Amazon. And I forget what he said, but it was like, I'm not kidding, 30 to 40% increase in business because of Amazon, because to me, when I think of UPS now, I think of something coming from Amazon.
Postal Service does Amazon stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, and of course, that meant more drivers, more jobs. Mm-hmm. So while Amazon is hurting a lot of brick-and-mortar retail stores, it's creating other jobs.
Apparently, they're actually Amazon is starting a new thing called Amazon Flex, which is basically like the Uber of delivering packages, where I saw it online today.
You saw it. See, that's another. That's
I looked at it.
No, the British thing. That's interesting to me. I saw it. I saw it online today. Yeah. Now that's
how would the Americans?
That's a Boston thing too. Boston people do that.
Yes, it is. We would just say I saw it. There you go.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So what did you see?
It's this new thing, Amazon Flex, which they're going to start doing. It's basically like Uber, where you can, if you've got a car and an Android phone or an Apple phone or something like that, you can go to the Amazon warehouse that they're going to be building soon, pick up a bunch of deliveries, say how long you want to work for, and then you go make those deliveries. So they're not going to be using the U.S. Postal Service or UPS as much anymore. They're going to be using this Amazon Flex thing.
So regular people would have part-time jobs delivering.
Literally, like, say, me, Tim, Dan, you, if we wanted to. As soon as they,
Like delivering pizza.
The Uber guy who doesn't have a call, maybe he goes out there and makes some deliveries in the middle of his Uber shift or something like that.
Yeah.
Stop him?
I think I still have a great idea. An Uber driver, and the only music he plays in his car is Sinatra music. Uber Doobie Doo. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We have just enough time to take a couple of phone calls. If you'd like, I'd like to test the number to see if what I think is true. What I think is true is people are actually now remembering it. 855-282-8255 or 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Let's get Mike in here. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just had a scan on my brain today, and it came out that my cancer ain't growing no more. But
well, good.
I like it. But
congratulations! Is that why you called us?
Kind of, sort of, because you're the one that's keeping me alive.
We should clap for
him. I made him in the field.
Oh, keeping him alive. Listen to that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something to get credit for. Well, we're happy to be part of that. We're happy you're alive.
I'm glad you are a part of it. The thing is, I keep a positive attitude, and I love the fact that you're on 590 now.
Well, we love it, too. So everybody's happy.
The fact that you still have the SAS going.
SAS.
Storm alert system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the built-in storm alert. Good for you remembering that. Yeah, we do. Unless you listen on the
definitely.
App. The app or online.
I was worried when you said you were moving. I was worried whether or not I was going to be able to rely on you for the storm alert.
Nah, you can always rely on us. Mike, that's great news about your brain scan. Good for you.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
There goes Mike. Here comes Jeff. Jeff, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jeff. What can
I
do
listening
for you?
To you I was listening to you give UPS their accolades on the driver. You got a guy named Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true what you're saying. But the trucks can make left-hand turns. It's just the way the routes are configured, you don't have to make a left-hand turn. Everything will be to the right as you turn.
Right.
Everything will be to your right. But I drive the field truck, the track and trail.
Yeah.
So we don't actually touch anything. We just go by, drop off trailers, pick up loads, and drop empties off and pick up a full.
Yeah. So you drive a full size big rig, right?
Right. Right.
I got to tell you something, Jeff. I don't care how much training. I don't think I could ever do what you do. I've thought about this, and I see all. And it's like there's more and more and more tractor trailers than ever, more semis on the road than ever. So a lot of people drive. But I actually don't think I could do it. I'm not kidding. I don't see how you do that. Good for you.
They're real big on training. They're real big on training. Every day is about training.
Well, it has to be because you're sitting on a massive piece of equipment that could do a lot of damage if you don't know what you're doing.
That's true. All right. Very true.
Well, hats off to you. I couldn't do it. Anything else?
All right. Well, no, I just listen to you every day.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, we have a lot of truck drivers. We always have had a lot of truck drivers. I tried one time to drive a big rig. I got one block. I never got out of first gear.
Well, you've got to use like 10 gears just to get going.
It's unbelievable. Just let the clutch out. I could hardly do that.
How they do it, how they drive down like Manchester or Olive Boulevard
goodness.
When you've got all these people weaving in and out of them, and how they do it
and
not turn crash
a corner
every day.
At an inner city intersection.
Amazing.
How about Highway 44 halfway out to Eureka where it's hilly and it's declined and then it's raining cats and dogs and they're trying to stay in the lane.
For anybody who wants to say anything negative about truckers, I say this. Seems to me there are very few trucker accidents when you consider all the trucks on the road and the potential for accidents. I think one more, then we'll take a break. That'll be, is that supposed to be Billy? What is that?
Brian.
Brian?
Brian's on the top.
Oh, you're right. Brian, how are you?
Not bad. I am AM in the PM.
There you go. What's going on?
I just got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you heard from Funny Talking Man or Willie the Blues Man lately?
Funny Talking Man committed suicide because Dan made fun of him. And Willie the Blues Man...
That's why Dan doesn't like him.
Right. Willie the Blues Man has not been seen or heard from in weeks because they made fun of him, too.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
They're
sad.
I think they're gone.
It's very
great
sad.
Guys. Hope we can find them again, maybe.
Well, you can't find Funny Talking Man because he's dead. But Willie, we'll put out an APB for Willie.
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks,
see,
Brian.
Dad? See, somebody liked Willie.
I know.
Man. You know, I think the fact that he's dead would make it easy to find him. Because
cemetery,
yeah. Exactly where he is.
Right
now, you where's don't know
where's he going.
You don't, you Lyme. You don't even know Willie Blues Man.
I do not know
because Tim did Muddy Waters and a good one earlier.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a short recording of Willie when he was in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. Just
fascinating.
Yeah, if you want to hear it,
I'd love to hear it.
I tell you something, Frank. You spend many years as ideas and in the bars, smoky bars, drinking whiskey. Your voice sound like this, too.
That sounded like a black Willie Nelson. That sounded like a black guy.
Yeah.
That sounded like, you told me, the black Tom Petty. That, you got the black
if
Willie Nelson.
You watch that documentary, I told you to watch that. Funk Brothers.
That's the black guy.
Stand in the shadows of Motown. I tell you right now, you are hats off to those cats.
Wait, we have black Tom
Dan,
Petty.
Dan, back me up here, Dan.
I know, we have black Tom Petty, black
now.
Willie Nelson. I've Lyman never
says,
noticed this.
Lyman says break time. Nelson. That's what he say. He say break time. That's what I do. Break
oh, my
time
goodness.
Now.
What was the other we had?
Time's
black,
up. No
oh,
time
black
to discuss
Bob Dylan.
Gateway lock and security cameras. Let's just say, one of the things that the thugs and the bad guys like to do, especially as we get into the holiday season, and you've probably seen this on any of the news magazine shows, is they like to go up to a house where they see that a box has been delivered and just take it. Here's the bad news for those people. Some people who are very smart have companies like Gateway Lock and Security Cameras put security cameras on the outside of their house. So when that person does take the box before you have time to go to the door and get it, you know who it is. You nab them. You prosecute them. And hopefully they go to jail. That's the beautiful thing about cameras. Now, the other beautiful thing about security cameras from, of course, Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, and I say, of course, from Gateway Lock and Security Cameras because you can buy cameras yourself. You can buy the cameras and attempt to install them. But you're attempting not only to install them, you're hoping that they'll be connected to the DVR, which records all the video. You're also hoping that it'll work when you go to access what the cameras are looking at from your phone or your pad. Good luck. It's not quite as easy as the box makes it sound, and I know this because Gateway Lock and Security Cameras gets calls all the time from people who tried to put in their own security cameras, and it's just not working the way it should. So why don't you just do this from the start? Let people do it who know how to do it, whether it's two cameras or 52 cameras, whether it's a big warehouse or business or a small little shop or small home or mansion. Cameras inside, cameras outside, either or. Night vision cameras. And then, of course, they're also doing a lot of proximity card work and keyless entry work because the day of the key is soon to be gone. It's not too far down the road where I don't think there'll be any keys for anything anymore except maybe older cars that still need keys to start and older homes that need keys, but a lot of people are swapping those out for keyless entry and proximity cards. They do it all at Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. It's a terrific company. It's a great family business, and they'll work with you whatever the budget for security cameras, proximity cards, keyless entry. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko Tea, Pareko Bombs, and Blues Sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues